Hi, I'm Eben Pagan. Welcome to Money Psychology, how to win the inner game of making money. In this program, you're going to learn how and why people fail and succeed with money and wealth, and what you need to do to create long-term financial success. I've invested now over 15 years of my own life studying psychology and studying money and really applying what I've learned in many different business and professional and investment situations to learn this stuff. This is the best of what I've learned, and I'm going to teach it to you. So in short, this program is about money psychology, how to win the inner game of making money. The program is called Money Psychology. So let's define what this means. What are we talking about when we say money psychology? Well, the basic definition of money is that it's a medium of exchange that's used to pay for things and repay debts. Okay, most people don't ask themselves, what is money? What is money in the first place? Well, the official definition is kind of something like this one I've given you, a medium of exchange used to pay for things and repay debts. Okay, so remember that. Money, if you want to define it in your mind, it's a medium of exchange. A medium of exchange. And then the second word in the name money psychology is psychology. So what is psychology? Well, if we take it apart, we've got psych and ology. It's the logic of the psyche. And psychology is the study, or some might say the science, of how the mind and the emotions work, okay, and how they work together, how they integrate with each other. So psychology, the logic of the psyche, how the mind and the emotions work together. So when we put these two ideas together, we get money psychology, the relationship between a person's mind and emotions and the medium of exchange called money. So let me say that again. The relationship between a person's mind and emotions and the medium of exchange called money. And of course, how to use your mind and emotions in a way that results in you making and getting more money. So money psychology is all about this relationship between the system inside of you, your psychology, the system of your mind and your emotions, and money itself, this medium of exchange that everyone gets so excited about called money. Now, what I'd like to do here is I'd like to give you a basic formula that we're going to use throughout the program. Okay, we're going to have building blocks in this program. Just like building a house, we need to set the foundation, then we need to put in the flooring, then we need to put in the framing, and then we need to put the roof on the house, and then we need to put the finish work on it. In this program, we need to add layers one at a time. Now, what most people do is they try to jump right to putting the finish work on the house. Metaphorically, they try to go right to the making money, and they don't do any of the necessary foundation work of laying the foundation and of building from the ground up and from making sure that they're, you know, building their foundation in a strong place. So if you want money, you need to start at the foundation levels that affect your mind, your mindset, your emotional motivation, that cause you to go out and get the skills and master the skills required so that you don't just make a little bit of money. You have the skills to continue making money long into your future and make more money as you go into your career and create more value every year. In my experience, most people that I meet don't have the income, the savings, or the assets or the wealth that they want. And the simple reason for this, if you boil it all down, is this is because they haven't done the things that result in them making and getting the money. Okay? That's the bottom line. They haven't done the things that result in them making and getting the money. And I think that this is because money comes as the result of doing the right things that result in the money coming to you. Okay, the only ways to get money directly are to have someone hand you a briefcase full of money, okay, or give it to you. Or maybe you get lucky and you win the lottery, or you are born to a wealthy family and they hand you a bunch of money. Okay, but that doesn't happen to most of us. I know it never happened to me. And since, I guess the other option is to walk in and rob a bank. I mean, that's a way to get money directly. But I don't think that most of us want to do that either. So what we have to do is we have to learn to do the right things that result in money coming to you. Doing the right things comes from mastery of the skills of doing those right things and then turning them into habits so you both know what to do and you do them automatically. Mastery of the right skills and habits comes from you being emotionally motivated to learn and to do them and to stay on track. If you're not motivated, you'll never master the skills and you'll never do the actions. Being emotionally motivated to do them results from having the right mindset. If your thinking is off, then your emotional responses and your motivation will not be there. Plus, you won't understand how the system works. And you have to have the right mindset, which comes directly from your mastermind, from the people that you surround yourself with, the group of people that are around you, that you learn how to think and what to do from. So, let me summarize this. Money comes from mastery of the right skills and creating the habit of doing those skills every day. Mastery of the right skills comes from motivation to learn the right skills and turn them into habits. Motivation comes from your mindset and understanding how the system works, and your mindset comes from your mastermind of people around you who are already successful. To put this another way, if you want money, you need to start at the biggest level. You got to start with your mastermind, which determines your mindset, which determines your motivation, which determines which skills you master and your mastery of them, which ultimately determines your money. These are nested inside of each other. They're layered. It goes mastermind, then mindset, then motivation, then mastery, and then money. Now, we're going to come back to this idea many times, but what you need to remember is that if you want to be successful, okay, if you want to have money show up in your life, you must master the right skills, which comes from getting strong motivation to learn them, which comes from having a mindset of understanding how the system works, getting it, which comes and is learned from your mastermind. Okay, that's the fastest way to learn it. The people around you who are already successful. So let's talk for a moment about what money is and why most people don't have as much as they'd like to have. So as we already learned, money is something that we humans invented to exchange value from one place to another. Okay, so just like we used words to stand in for the real thing when communicating, we used money to stand in when we needed to trade stuff. Okay, in the olden days, if you had two cows and you needed five hand axes and three fishing nets and a couple of spears and a goat, you had some serious work in front of you to find someone who had exactly what you wanted and would trade you for it. So, long story short, we eventually figured out that we could create something to stand in for the value between these trades, and we created money, okay, a medium of exchange. Now, you know, some interesting trivia here. Money originally started out in forms like rare seashells and big circular stones and so forth that were, you know, interesting ways to trade money. Then they became things like rare metals and other commodities that you could actually use. And eventually, in more recent times, money became paper and just digital numbers on a screen like it is now. So this all leads to the question again, what is money? Like, what is it really? And if you're talking about physical currency bills or coins, then it's something that you give to people to buy stuff or to pay off debts. If you're talking about what it really is, then money is basically a big giant system of promises and IOU notes that we all give to each other. Okay, that's what it's turned into with paper money and digital numbers. So what's the challenge with this, or what's the problem? Well, the problem is that in the modern day, we've gotten confused. Okay, we've forgotten that money is just an IOU. It's just a piece of paper. It's something that we exchange for real stuff. And we think that money is the thing that we should want. Okay, just because we're used to trading these pieces of paper and these numbers on the screen for things that we want, we think that we should get money. Well, money is not the valuable thing. Okay? Money itself is not the valuable thing. It's just what we exchange to get valuable things. We started using money to get what we really wanted, okay, and to trade between things that were tangible and had value in them. And then we slowly transitioned into thinking that the money had the value in it all by itself, and we forgot that it was something that you used between trading your cows for axes and nets and spears and goats. Now, this actually wasn't so bad. It wasn't such a problem up until recently, because at least many forms of money were made of something like gold or silver that you could melt down and use for stuff, or some was forms of food like grain. You could take it and you could eat it, which meant that the thing you used for money had an inner value or an intrinsic value. The thing that the money was made out of could actually be used for something. But over the past several decades particularly, most countries have gotten completely away from this. And we use paper and imaginary digital money that has literally no intrinsic value itself, can be used for nothing else. And in fact, there's really nothing even backing it anymore. We don't have any gold in Fort Knox, so to speak. So to catch up with where we're really at, okay, we need to stop thinking that money has value all by itself intrinsically. Okay, yes, there's a, you know, obviously something useful about having $1 million in cash in bills, because most people will accept them in exchange for things. But if you've ever studied history and you've studied economics, what you've learned is that at some point or another, every currency goes through major ups and downs, and essentially most of them collapse. And all the paper money becomes value zero. And when that happens, everybody that had all their faith in money and was storing up dollar bills and cash is very bummed out, because they have to put all their dollar bills in a shopping cart and take them to the store in order to buy a loaf of bread. Or in some cases, you've probably seen movies of people in wartime actually burning the currency, because it's actually cheaper than wood to burn. So let's not get caught up anymore in mistaking money, these pieces of paper and these numbers on a screen, for actual value. And let's not get tricked into thinking that these numbers on the screen or these bills can be used for something the way that gold could have or the way that grain could have. Okay, you can't take the $100 bill and, put it in a pot and boil it and then eat it. Okay, it wouldn't make very good soup. And you can't take the $100 bill and melt it down and use it for making computer chips because it wouldn't work very well. And that's something we've all got to wake up to. And I think it's all also something that we have to wake up to, the idea that, you know, we bought into an idea, most of us innocently, that money is where the game is at. Okay, just getting the money. And what you're going to learn in this program is that money is the result of something, and that is creating value by mastering certain skills, and that mastering certain skills and creating the value is the result of your motivation, your emotional motivation that keeps you on track, keeps you going, your persistence. And your emotional motivation is the result of your mental mindset, how you see the world, how you think about things, how you use your mind. And your mindset is the result of your mastermind, of the people that you surround yourself with, because we become the people that we surround ourselves with. And when you put money kind of at the end of the chain and you start working at the beginning of the chain, that's when everything turns around. Now, I'd like to introduce another concept here at the beginning of this program, and it's a concept that I call inevitability thinking. Inevitability thinking. And it goes like this. For most of the last 100 years or so, the success literature, okay, everything from Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich to books like The Magic of Thinking Big, to modern interpretations of these like the movie The Secret, they've all focused on a paradigm that I'll call goal setting. And the idea of goal setting is figure out what you want in life, what you want to achieve, the exact outcome that you want to create, get it fixed in your mind, and then go to work to create it. And you're going to do a lot better if you do that. And I will tell you, I'll tell you stories in this program, it works great. Okay, getting good at figuring out what you want to create as the outcome in your mind, visualizing it, and then going to work to create it is an amazing piece of human technology. About, 15 or 20 years ago, I came across a book called Stop Setting Goals If You'd Rather Solve Problems. Okay, and this book is by Bob Beal. It's fascinating because what it said is most people don't like setting goals. That if you ask a big room full of people, hey, how many people here really like setting goals, love to wake up and set your goals, that only maybe 20% of the people in the room will raise their hands. But if you ask the group of people, who here likes to solve problems, about 80% of the people in the room will raise their hand. Okay? So most people don't like to set goals. They just are resistant to it. But they do like to solve problems. So this led to a new mindset for achievement called figure out all the things that are kind of your obstacles or that are in your way in the direction you're going in life, and then go to work solving them, and you can create big success. Now, actually using these two techniques together has resulted in a lot of success for me and others that I know. They're like two different muscles. And I think first what you have to do is set the goal, be able to see where you're going, and then what you need to do is make a list of all the problems or obstacles or challenges that are in your way, and then go to work solving them on the way to the goal. Okay, they're very powerful used together. But after working with these for a long time, I realized that there's a higher level. And it took a while for it to, you know, kind of gestate in my mind, but I realized that there's another level of thinking here. And I call it inevitability thinking. And it goes like this. Instead of just setting goals and then solving problems, ask yourself the question, what conditions would I need to put in place so that the outcome that I would like to have happen happens automatically? In other words, how do I set up the situation so that the outcome that I want just happens all by itself? Now, this is a totally different way of approaching achievement in life, because it's not about just doing stuff and getting a result. It's about setting up the system so that it produces the result that you want over and over and over. Someone that I think that did a really great job of this, for example, is Ray Kroc, the guy that built McDonald's from just, you know, a couple of restaurants up into one of the biggest and most successful businesses in all of history. And he went into this little restaurant and he saw that the owners had a great system for making hamburgers and milkshakes and French fries. And he purchased the restaurant from them. And then he went on to franchise it. And instead of just asking himself, how should I make good hamburgers and French fries and milkshakes? And, you know, what do I have a goal of having a business, that kind of thing? He saw it much, much bigger. Okay. He was asking himself, how do I set up conditions so that the income that I want, the success that I want, happens automatically? And then he came up with the franchise model for McDonald's, allowed other people to invest, buy a restaurant, then go run it themselves. And this combination of having other people invest their money, so they've got some money invested, then come invest their time learning the system, and then they were responsible for it, that had them invested. And with the system and their investment and a really great methodology for doing it, it resulted in massive, massive success. Okay, so this is thinking at a higher level. So the way we're going to visualize it in this program is I'd like you to imagine right now concentric circles in your mind. So this is one circle inside of another circle inside of another circle. And we're going to imagine five of them. And we're going to call these circles of cause. Circles of cause. And the model that we're going to use is that the center circle, the bullseye of the target, so to speak, is money. That's the result that we want at the end of all of this. Okay? We want money to come out of this system. Well, we've already learned that if we want money, we need to master certain skills and then do them. Okay? So the circle outside of money is called mastery. We've also learned that if we want to master certain skills and then execute them daily, we need motivation. So the next circle outside of mastery is motivation. We've learned that our motivation, our emotional motivation, comes from our mindset, how we see the world and how we think about it and ourselves. So the fourth circle is called mindset. And then finally, we've learned that our mindset comes from our mastermind, okay, the people that we surround ourselves with, that we become over time. So we've got five circles of cause. Money in the center, mastery next, motivation next, mindset next, mastermind next. Hopefully you can see where this is going. If you want money, you don't just go to work on the money level. You go to work on the mastery level. You go to work on the motivation level. You go to work on the mindset level. And you go to work on the mastermind level. You go out to the widest circle of cause possible. Now, we're actually going to learn to work on all of them. But I will tell you, okay, right up front, that if you work on the outer levels first, that the inner levels will ultimately take care of themselves. Okay, so the biggest leap that most people make of kind of going up above is they work on mastery. Okay, they go learn a skill. They say, well, you know, I'd like to earn money in my life, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to college and I'm going to get a degree in accounting so that I can get a good job, I can master this skill, and I can make money and have security. That's great. It's a strategy that works. It's something that has worked for a long time. And education and getting skills works. But what they don't say to themselves is, I also need to keep myself motivated in the long term, because if I'm not motivated, I'm probably going to quit even getting the skills. And they don't say to themselves, you know, I probably also need to work on my own mindset, how I see the world, how I see myself, my self-esteem, because if I don't have the right model of the way the whole world works, then I'm never going to have the motivation. I'm never going to master the skills. I'm never going to make the money. And they don't go all the way out to the real true outside, which is the mastermind, okay, your social influence, the people that automatically are influencing you unconsciously. In other words, they don't go to the mastermind level and say, I need to be hanging around people that are past the success level that I would like to achieve so that it's just filtering in. So we're going to set up these five circles with money in the center. And if we do this, okay, that's setting the conditions so that the outcome that we want to have happens all by itself. If we go to work on the outer circle of cause, okay, the next level will be much easier. The next level will be much easier after that. If we go to work on the mastermind level, the mindset level becomes easier. If we go to work on the mindset level, the motivation level becomes easier. If we go to work on the motivation level, the mastery level becomes easier. And then the money level begins to take care of itself. So in this program, we're going to set up conditions at these outer levels. We're going to remove friction and conflict. Okay, we're going to remove friction and conflict between the different levels and at each level. We're going to try to line all of these up so it works smoothly. We're going to combine all the elements together. We're going to learn to compound the growth that we get. And when we put all of these things together, the result, the outcome over time, will be you growing, how much value you create, how much money you create, how much wealth you create. So let's do a warm-up exercise. Okay, a warm-up exercise. And this is called thinking at a higher level. And what we want to do is practice this idea of inevitability thinking, which really is about zooming out one circular level in our own lives or in any situation. Okay, so if we're going to work on money, we don't want to just look at money. We want to look up a level at the mastery level. What skills and abilities do I need to get and master and do every day so that money is a result? We want to start doing this in all areas of our lives. So I've got some questions for you, and what I would like you to do is take out a piece of paper and answer these questions. Okay? Take out a piece of paper and answer these questions. And we're just working on our thinking here. Okay? We're just practicing the thinking. So don't take a long time to write the answers. 5, 7, 10 words is enough, because we just want the idea to pop up, write it down. Idea pop up, write it down. Here's the first question. What do you know to do that if you did it every day for the next 12 months would have a huge impact on your long-term income? But you don't do it every day because you can't get yourself to take action. Okay? So what do you know to do, but you don't do it? What do you know to do that if you did it every day for the next 12 months, it would make a huge difference, a huge impact in your long-term income, but you don't do it every day because you can't get yourself to take action? Just go ahead and write down 2 or 3 answers to that quickly, 5 or 7 words. Okay, good. Next question. What would you have to put in place in your life? What condition would you have to put in place in your life so that you made sure that you actually did the thing that you know you should do? What would you have to put in place so it made sure that you actually did the thing you know you should do every single day? So write down one answer to that. What would you have to put in place so that you made sure that you actually did the thing you know you should do. Just 5 or 7 words is fine. We're just getting the mind working here, and we want to be able to trace our path. We're leaving breadcrumbs for ourselves. Good. Now we're going to go out one more level. What would you have to put in place so that you made sure that you actually put the thing in place that caused you to do your daily action? Okay, so first we asked, what do you know to do that if you did it every day for 12 months would make a huge impact on your income? Next, we asked, what would you have to put in place so that you made sure that you actually did the thing that you know you should do? Now we're going to go one level up and we're going to say, what would you have to do to make sure you do that thing? So, for example, let's say, you know, that you wrote down, if I read from the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill for 15 minutes every day for the next year, I know it would make a huge impact on my long-term income. Right? So, you might say, okay, well, what I would have to put in place is that I won't let myself have breakfast until I've done my 15 minutes of reading. Okay, that's the condition I'm putting in place to make sure that I do it. No breakfast until I've done my 15 minutes of reading of Think and Grow Rich. And then you would say, okay, well, what do I have to put in place so that I make sure that I do that thing, that I make sure that I don't eat breakfast until I do my 15 minutes of reading Think and Grow Rich? And you might say, okay, well, the condition I have to put in place at the higher level is I need an accountability partner who I'm going to email every day, and I'm going to actually put a little summary. I'm going to take 60 seconds to write down what I learned in that email to them. And if I don't email them every day before I eat breakfast, I have to donate $20 to a charity. And maybe I've even given them the password to my account. So if they don't get my email by a certain time of day, they just go in and automatically donate the $20 and we don't even talk. Okay. If you really want to take it to the next level, donate it to a political party that you hate, okay, to really get the motivation up. But now what we've got is another layer called accountability to make sure that I did the thing that makes sure that I did the thing. Okay. We're thinking at a higher level. So what would you have to put in place so that you made sure that you actually put the thing in place so you'd do your daily action? So to summarize and wrap up this introduction, success in life, in business, and financially, and specifically with money, is about learning to think at a higher level. Okay, learning to think at a higher level. And this is the underlying skill that we're going to build in this program.